Hi, welcome to Coffee Chat. Today we're talking about it's the most wonderful time of the year. To do what, though, right? So, of course, that is a Christmas carol. I know, I can't really carry a tune, so I forgive you if you didn't recognize it. But, it's the most wonderful time of the year. People love this time of year. It's one of my most favorite. I think it's so easy to get wrapped up in the holiday spirit. And it really is, you know, it's just such a great time of the year that, I think people forget that it's a really good time to do something for your business as well. Forgive me. Welcome. I am Michelle Peterson. I am a direct response copywriter. I am a marketing consultant and a coach. I'm the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency. And I come to you live here on Facebook to talk about online marketing and success strategies. And today, it's a success strategy topic, right? So I do love the holidays. And this weekend, I baked and I did these candy things. I'll show you, actually. I brought them into the office with me to show you. So I made these. These are chocolate covered pretzels to die for. They are so good. And I put them in these little, actually big jars to give away as a gift. So I made these. Now these are really good too. I took popcorn, I drizzled it with chocolate, threw in some peppermint candy things to, like candy cane. So gifts, right? But, and as great as, the holiday baking and thinking of gifts and entertaining and having people over and, all of that is, sometimes people kind of put their businesses on the back burner during the holidays. And that's okay. It truly is. It's okay. But is it, but could you be doing more for your business right now? Yes. Yes. And the thing that I'm encouraging my clients to do right now during the holidays is to plan for 2017. To plan. Yes. So a lot of people think, I'm going to do everything in January. I'm going to plan. I'm going to set my year. I'm going to think about my year. I'm going to set my goals. I'm going to set my resolutions. I'm going to do all that in January. Well, but if you start in January, you start doing your planning in January, you're going to always be playing catch up, right? Because if you do it right, it's not going to just be a over the weekend kind of plan, right? It's going to take you a couple of days at least, maybe a week or so, maybe more. And so if you wait until January to start, then January's already going to be past you, right? And what if the thing that you want to implement takes some time to put into place, right? What if you need some content that you don't already have? What if you need to put some systems in place that you don't already have? So you need to give yourself time to work on every aspect of the marketing plan. So a lot of times people will say, okay, well, I have an idea. And that's good. You need to have an idea. And from the idea comes the plan, right? And then from the plan comes the implementation of the plan. And then from the implementation, the next step then would be to monitor, right? Monitor your results and track your results. But I think that four-step process, the idea, plan, implement, and track, it's missing a vital step, right? And that vital step actually is one that comes before all of those, and that is set your goal, set your purpose, set what you want to accomplish with your business, right? And so, because if what you are trying to accomplish with your business, if that idea that you have, even though it's a great idea, and even if other people use it successfully, and you know it's trending and it's hot and it's and you know it works, but even though it works, should you be doing it for you, for your business? That's why you have to have that goal in mind first, and then evaluate, okay, so here's my goal. Will my idea push me forward to getting that, to reaching that goal, right? And if the answer is yes, then you go on to the next steps. Then you go on to the plan, the implementation, the track, right? But first, you have to evaluate, will that idea, is that idea compatible with your goal? And also, you know, I see so many people just jump onto an idea, right, without really knowing how it's going to affect their business. So they jump in, let's use video, for example. So they jump in, they start doing a lot of videos online, and they do a lot of Facebook Lives, and you know, they do all the right things. They do the Facebook Live, then they put it up to YouTube, and so they have all this video content that's out there. But then, you know, so that's the idea. They had the idea, they worked out the plan sometimes they just kind of jump into it. So they jump into the implementation. So they've already missed one of the steps, but so they implement. And then it comes to the time of the tracking. And so if you don't have that initial goal in mind first, when it comes to tracking, well, how are you going to know if it worked, right? How are you going to know if it did what you were hoping that it did, that it would do? You know, so like with the video example, when you're going to track, what are you tracking? Are you tracking how many video views you got, how much engagement you got? Well, if that was really your goal, just to spread, to build brand awareness and build your credibility, your authority, then yeah, maybe your reach and your engagement for your videos is a valid thing to track. But you have to know that that was your goal. Otherwise, you're thinking, okay, so I got all these video views, so what, right? And if you knew that, say, the goal of doing video was to get X number of new customers, clients that month, then you could track to say, okay, so if I did 10 videos in the month and it got X number of reach and engagement, and from that it gave me, you know, X number of new clients and customers, well, now you've got some real strong data to go forward with, right? Because now you know that if with a reasonable expectation that if you do that same, if you keep that same pace, if you do the 10 videos a month, then you should be able to expect the end result of X number of clients in a month. Does that make sense? But if you don't know what you're hoping to accomplish first, then you really don't know what to track, and you're I don't want to ever say that your efforts are wasted, because, you know, I think that it's all good, but you don't know if you should be making better use of your time. If you don't know if you should be more targeted with your efforts. So I hope that helps. Right? So now is the best time to be thinking about what you want to do for 2017. What do you want to do for next year in your business? What are your goals? What are you hoping to accomplish? And if that's a number, that's great. If it is something else, that's great too. But it needs to be quantifiable, right? You need to have some kind of way to measure it and track it so that you know if you've reached it. Right? So now is the best time, in my opinion, to have those kinds of planning days, those planning sessions with yourself or with your coach, because now is the time, like I say, where you can hit the ground running. If you put everything in place now, you can hit the ground running in January. But also now you have the benefit of a whole year's worth of data. You know what you've done this year, right? Hopefully you've been tracking. And so now you know what has worked this year. So you have a reasonable expectation of, if you do those same kind of things, the same kind of results that you might expect next year. And you can, and you know what you can tweak. You know, yes, I want to do more of these things. You know, that didn't really work, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to focus on that. And of course, you're always, guys, marketing is always a work in progress, right? You are always going to be tweaking and improving and testing, and it's a never ending thing, which is kind of exciting if you think about it. But you want to be able to get it all going and working so that you can really implement. Can you hear my dog? He's barking. I have no idea. I have three of them. And that was the big one. So he has a big voice. So I hope that has helped, right? So take some time this month. Take some time, just even if it's a little chunk at a time, you know, an hour here, an hour there. Those hours will build on themselves. And think about what you want to do with your business next year. Brainstorm, come up with ideas of how you might accomplish it. Come up with a plan and figure out what components of that idea do you have already? What components do you need to create? What systems do you need to put in place? Then you'll be ready to implement come January, right? You'll be ahead of the game. You'll be ready to just jump right in to the game, right? That's why, like baseball, that's why baseball has spring training, right? They don't just jump right into the season and start playing and, you know, when it counts. They do spring training. And they work on their skills, they work on and the coaches look at, okay, yeah, these guys, this is how I'm gonna set my lineup. These guys are hitting really well, these guys are, you know, they're good hitters, they're on the team, but you know, they're not as consistent or reliable or whatever it is, whatever things that those coaches use to make their lineup decisions. You know, this guy's really doing well at second, so, you know, he's our starter. But, you know, so spring training is where they work all those details out, right? And so I hope you'll consider December your marketing spring training. And figure all that stuff out so that you jump right into the game in January and get your year off to a great start. Now, I did mention that I am a marketing consultant and coach, so if you need help with any of that, please, please reach out to me. I would love to help you get 2017 off to a great start for your business. You can do that by commenting, by reaching, by private messaging me, calling me, however you feel best to reach out to me, do. I'd love to work with you. So if you have found this content valuable, please do share it with other people that might also find it useful. They will thank you for that, and you'll be the hero. And until next time, I really wish you the best. I wish you success. Cheers. See that? I know it's backwards, but my holiday mug for coffee chat. So cheers. I will see you next time. Make it a great one. Bye.